This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Well, the cotton market coming off a rather dull week. Futures trading volume relatively low. Prices were confined to a relatively tight range. Varying opinions about the election, economic recovery, and odds of a second set of lockdowns in Europe have been rattling the outlook. Perhaps more importantly, legislature doesn't seem to be making any real progress on follow-up coronavirus support measures. So on the back of bad headlines, the jobless claims data worse than expected, which many read as a sign of a slowing economy. And when we look at cotton exports, they were a bit of disappointment compared to totals the previous week when China showed up to more than 440,000 new orders. But net new sales for the week ending September 17th, just under 93,000 upland bales. The largest buyers, Vietnam, with more than half of that, China taking just under 40,000. Indonesia took over 26. Now, export shipments did fulfill open sales, and they were a strong point in the previous week, shippers pushing out nearly 282,000 bales of upland cotton. It keeps accumulated exports by the seventh week of the marketing year at their highest level ever. Learn more online at igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.